Thank you so much for that very warm reception. And hello, good morning. It's really an honor and a privilege for Mohammed and I to be here this morning with all of you coming from all over the United States and the world. This international audience really makes us feel extremely welcome, and thank you. And let me welcome you to Kentucky, from those of you who are not from here. Just down the road of peace in Louisville, there is a center there called the Ali Center that Mohammed and I dedicated in 2005. It is an education center and a non-traditional interactive museum featuring award-winning exhibits. And I think you saw some of that in the film that was prepared here this morning. Our educational programming is a focal point of the center's mission, both online, on-site, and through innovative approaches with partnering organizations. Both Mohammed and I wanted to create a center so that visitors from around the world, such as yourselves, could learn about Mohammed's legacy and use his remarkable story as motivation to explore their own character strengths and being inspired to greatness, just as he was, a young boy from Louisville, Kentucky, the age of 12. The Ali Center incorporates six values of Mohammed's life that have made him who he is today. Those values are respect, confidence, conviction, dedication, giving, and spirituality. Our exhibits are organized around these six pillars, and they guide our partnership interest and programming focus. We are impressed with all tech's core values as well, and the six pillars you advocate in order to take charge of your own destiny. Mohammed is a prime example of taking charge of one's destiny by having a dream, working hard to achieve it, standing up for his beliefs, and embracing all people. And from what I have witnessed and what Mohammed has witnessed of Dr. Pierce Lyons, I believe he is as well. They are both of the same ilk. Especially important to Mohammed and me are the young people of the world. With ALTEC's passion for education and social responsibility, its focus on nutrition and health, and its drive for a better future, we find it fitting for the Ali Center to partner with ALTEC on this philanthropic endeavor to create a global educational fund. Thank you. I guess I should tell you a little bit about what this fund will provide. Educational opportunities for young people, nationally and internationally, health and nutrition education, personal excellence, social responsibility focused on humanitarian efforts and disaster relief. ALTEC's World Games in Kentucky will be in 2010 and will provide an excellent opportunity to promote the fund sponsored by two Kentucky organizations. We hope everyone has an opportunity to visit the Ali Center during the games. It's about 90 minutes away, not that far. And at this point, I would like to take an opportunity to introduce to you, who I'm sure you all know, someone who is almost as big as Mohammed, Dr. Pierce Lyons, founder and president of ALTEC. Oh, he's coming out for this one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I have to tell you one other thing. This gentleman is from Ireland, and actually this gentleman's roots are from Ireland too, so they share something else in common.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, have you got excited yet? I have to say, Mohammed, this is probably the closest I would ever like to be to you if we were in a ring. In fact, I would be much happier to have a rope between us rather than have you looking into my eyes. You know, it's very special. Way back in 1972, sir, before most of these people were born, I had the opportunity to go to my first ever professional boxing match. It was in Dublin, Ireland, in what we call Crow Park. And the company that I was working with was sponsoring the fight. They had a choice. They had a fighter from St. Louis, his name from, say, Detroit, his name was Lewis. Or they had me. And I'm pleased to say they took Lewis into the ring with you. Childhood heroes. We've all had them. Well, this guy has been the childhood hero of so many people. The power of mentorship. Imagine you're a child and somebody steals your bicycle. And you decide that rather than having retribution, a policeman comes along and he says, his name was Joe Martin, and he says, why don't you in fact get in to the ring and learn to box? And this is what this foundation is all about, mentorship. And with that mentorship comes the whole idea that we can be the greatest. Think about it. Our hero today has defeated more contenders, more heavyweight champions than anybody in the history of boxing. And in 1999, he was crowned the sportsman of the century. The sportsman of the century. And so today, when we think of all the things which can be done, as we mentor, as we help, it's humbling for us to be able to step forward and do these things with you, sir. So what are we going to do? It's the beginning of a legacy, a new legacy. A legacy in the state of Kentucky. The Alltech Muhammad Ali Center for Education and for Humanitarian Deeds. And I hope that each and every one of you will join with me and realize that this man's ambition and this man's belief is that all adults, that all children can be the greatest that they can be if we mentor them. So it's the beginning of a legacy. It's the beginning of a new era. So please join with me in our heartfelt thanks. Thanks that I never got in the ring with you. Because on that fateful night, all those years ago, one thing became clear to me. Not for all the money in the world. Not for all the tea in China, sir. Would I ever get in the ring with you? Ladies and gentlemen, let's salute our hero and let us give him a memento of that great fight. Muhammad Ali versus Al Blue Lewis. Black and white, because that's the way it was. All the way back, Angelo Dundee on one side, Jimmy the Greek, calling it just the way he always called it. And sir, I hope you'll find a space in your heart and a space in your museum for this and realize it could have been you and I in that ring. And thank heavens it wasn't. Ladies and gentlemen, let's salute our hero. Muhammad Ali, the greatest. What do you think? Is that something? Is that something?
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Lyons, you said this gentleman's name was Lewis, and he took an opportunity to jump in the ring with Muhammad, and you were left out, is that correct?
Absolutely.
But you chose it. What was your weight class?
My weight class was the cowardice class when it came to being in the ring with Muhammad.
Well, that's okay, because they are in the ring together now. And as a special token from Muhammad and I in the Ali Center, we'd like to present you with this pair of autographed gloves so that we can knock out hunger and disaster and do all the wonderful things that we hope to do together. Two great Kentucky organizations, two great Kentucky icons working together to make a difference not only in this nation, but in the world. And I think together we can do it.